All right, I got another joke for you guys today. Now, to understand this joke, you need to understand something about Western culture. Okay, so let's take a look at the joke first, and then I'll explain it to you. Okay, so you see some batteries here, right? A group of batteries in a circle, and one of the batteries says, "I'm sorry, but this is an AA meeting." Okay, "I'm sorry, but this is an AA meeting." Do you understand the joke? Well, on a basic level, you probably understand what it means, right? There are a bunch of AA batteries, okay? Except one of the batteries is not a AA battery. It's a 9-volt battery. Okay, so it's out of place. All of them are AA, but one of them is not. And this battery is saying, "I'm sorry, but this is an AA meeting." Okay, now you don't need to understand the names of all the batteries in English, right? Every battery has a different kind of name. That's not important. But you should know the names of the two most common kinds of batteries. See the big one there? The big battery is called a AA battery. Okay, not an AA or a 2A battery. It's a AA. Okay, remember that. And the smaller battery is called a AAA battery. Okay, AAA, not AAA. Okay, so that's important. Just remember the names of those two most common kinds of batteries, AA and AAA. Okay, but when I read the joke, you'll remember I said, "I'm sorry, but this is an AA meeting." AA. Why did I say AA and not AA? Well, that's because I understand the deeper meaning of this joke. I understand another meaning of AA. AA is an organization. It's the name of an international organization, and AA stands for Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay, Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcohol, you know what an alcoholic is, right? An alcoholic is a person who struggles with alcohol addiction, right? They need alcohol to they're sort of powerless against alcohol. Okay. Now, the reason I said Western culture is because everybody in Western culture knows what AA means. Okay, an AA meeting. What is an AA meeting? If you say that to any native English speaker, I would say in Canada, the US, England, Australia, other Western countries, they would know what that means. But people in other countries, like for example in the Middle East, I'm sure a lot of them would not know what AA means. Okay, so that's why I said Western culture, because everybody in Western culture knows this term. But like I said, if you're from the Middle East or somewhere where alcohol is sort of a no-no, do you know what no-no means? A no-no means something bad, something that is considered you're not allowed to do it. That's a no-no. Okay, so if you go to a country like Saudi Arabia or Iran, you can't just go to a store and buy some beer or some wine, okay, because alcohol is sort of banned in those countries. I mean, you can still buy it in those countries, but it's hush-hush, right? You know what hush-hush means? It means shh. If you want to buy it, you have to buy it under the table. Okay, under the table means illegally. Okay, you can buy it in those countries, but it's hush hush because it's a no-no. Okay, hush hush, no-no, under the table. There are three words for you guys. Okay, now I don't know everything about this organization, but I do know two things about it. Okay, and I think most native English speakers know these two things. Okay, the first one is that they have meetings. Okay, so if you suffer from alcoholism and you want to get better, you go to one of these meetings because you want help. Okay, so these meetings are all around the world. You can find a group. You could just go to their website, aa.org, and I'm sure you can find a group somewhere near you. Okay, and then you go to that meeting, and the first thing you say in the group, you say, "Hi, I'm Mark. And I'm an alcoholic." Okay, so like I said, I don't know much about what happens at those meetings, but I do know that. And I think most people know that. Okay, you go to these meetings and you admit that you're an alcoholic. You take ownership of your problem, right? You admit that you are powerless over your, it's hard. It's like any addiction, right? If you're addicted to something, That means you can't control yourself. It controls you, right? So people go to these meetings because they need help, right? So it's a great organization, right? Like I said, I don't know too much about it, but if you suffer from alcoholism, you might want to go check them out. And here in Canada, I know it's alcoholism is a problem. I don't know how many people it affects. I'm sure a lot more people here than in a country like Saudi Arabia, right? So that's why I say it's sort of a Western thing. Everybody knows it. So if you're from the Middle East, you might not know this. And that's why you might not get this joke. That's why I want to tell you and explain these kinds of things on my channel to sort of bridge the gap, right? So if you come to Canada and you hear someone talking about AA, like it's a common thing. People talk about AA, even non-alcoholics, they might make a joke about it, or they just talk about it in a normal conversation. Okay, so that's why, this is a very common thing. That's why you should know about it. So those are the two things that I think everybody knows. AA has meetings. I don't know how many people go to these meetings, maybe 10 or 20. I don't know what kinds. I think they have different kinds of meetings too. Some meetings might be open to the public, like anybody can go. Maybe you could bring your family or friends. And then some meetings I think are closed meetings just for alcoholics themselves. Like I said, I've never been to a meeting like this. It would be interesting. I would like to just go and be a fly on the wall. A fly on the wall. Do you know what that's an idiom in English. That means, it would be nice to be a fly, right? A fly on the wall. Nobody would know you're there, but you can listen to hear what people are saying, what it's like. That would be interesting. So maybe sometime in my life I could go to an AA meeting just to check it out. But thank goodness I'm not an alcoholic, and I don't know anybody who is an alcoholic, so I'm very thankful for that. Stay away from alcohol if you are, if it has power over you, if you feel like you're getting into alcoholism, stay away from alcohol. But if you're just, if it doesn't have a hold on you, then enjoy a beer or enjoy some wine. That's okay. Okay, so let's get back to the joke. So this joke is obviously funny. The AA is a pun. It can have two meanings, right? These are AA batteries, but this is an AA meeting, right? And the battery's saying, "I'm sorry, but this is an AA meeting." So which means that the 9-volt battery has to leave. Okay, the 9-volt battery is not welcome because it's just for alcoholics, right? So remember, Alcoholics Anonymous is a very famous organization, and it's abbreviated to AA. Okay, so AA can be a group of alcoholics or it can be a battery. But if it's a battery, remember, this battery here is not called an AA battery, it's called a AA battery. So how you read this joke is so that's the funny. Now, like for me, I knew right away with the word meeting. If you see AA meeting, immediately you know that it's an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, right? But it's funny because when you see two A's, it could also refer to a battery. Okay, so that's the joke. Hope you guys find that helpful. Like I said, it's maybe a part of our culture that you don't understand or you have no experience with. You've never heard about this. So now you're prepared. You can come to Canada or the US and you can have a conversation about this with someone. Hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care. We'll be right back.